Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Rianne Benson and you're listening to my podcast sessions. Today I am talking about a song of my new album, Hands Clean, called L'Amour Fou. And for those of you who don't know, that's French for loveful. It's just about being crazy madly in love and watching yourself do all the crazy things that people do when they're deeply in love. L'Amour Fou is a song that I wrote with Carlos, and Carlos is here with me still.
Hi.
And we were just talking about how when we were going through these sessions, and there was sort of like a concentrated period of I think about 2 months where we were meeting pretty regularly and writing. We were working quite rapidly when there were song ideas that didn't work. We needed to just sort of cut it and move on to the next fairly quickly. But I think with this song, it was actually called Learn to Love.
That's right.
Initially, because at no point in the song do I actually sing L'Amour Fou.
Right.
However, that is I think sums up the essence of the song. When we were doing this song, I think you started this off with a track idea.
Yeah. I think I had a beat, and then I think I had a Rhodes part. Yeah, I think it was written more on a keyboard instead of a guitar in this. And I remember just playing you the backing track, and you thinking it was really funky.
It was hella funky.
Yeah.
It sounded very Princey to me.
Yeah.
The sort of 1999 days.
Yeah, you're right.
And One Dove's Cry. It was really funky.
And I remember you took it away and you wrote to it really quickly, because I remember, I think you came back maybe either the next day or a couple of days after with the lyrics and the melody, and I was just like, yeah. And I remember for the second verse, we did like a Prince thing where you sing the melody, but you did the same thing an octave higher.
That's interesting, actually, because singing-wise as well, I think I challenged myself to try and do different stuff from what I had done on Gold Coast, and it just became more and more comfortable.
Yeah.
So now, actually, I find when I go back to sing songs off Gold Coast, I do so differently. I still love that first album the way it is, but I think on Hands Clean, I think both vocally and musically and lyrically, of course, there is a strong evolution. And you actually evolve. You listen to different stuff.
Absolutely.
And you absorb it, and it becomes part of your style. And this song was definitely had me singing in ways that I had not even come close to on the first album.
Okay, right.
But
the red wine helped.
The red wine helped. It was lots of red wine.
Yeah, it was.
So it all came together. Of course, once again, we have a demo for this that was very, very Prince-tastic. And I want you all to hear it just to see how it all started. Here we go. I mean, that was kind of, I think, the first really up-tempo song that we wrote for the album.
Absolutely.
And it was fun just singing, you know, with a quicker phrasing and just more chopped up. I can sort of hear little bits of influence of Janet all in there. It was just like a tribute to the 80s,
you know. Right.
It was clear that it kind of needed to remain up. And so when Jonas and Daniel got to the breaking down of it, I'm like, okay, well, let's keep it up there. Let's definitely keep, you know, those sort of Prince octave parts in the verses, but you know, just put in a synth driving sound to to make it once again fit in with the sound of the album, which was all about electronics. And the Rhodes was definitely not a sound that we put on the album.
That's
but
right.
But I think it provided a really good sketch for us. Okay, well, so get your dancing shoes on and enjoy. This is L'Amour Fou. You said it was okay for one night, but I didn't believe you. You said you felt that love was a bind. I was just trying to soothe you. You said you didn't wanna play no games. My game, you could get used to. You said you'd already felt much pain. Pain subjective, my objective. My intentions are true. I guess I'm a fool when it comes to love. I love a woman.